With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The man accused of planting a pair of pipe bombs on the eve of the U.S. Capitol attack has confessed to the act in interviews with investigators.
Brian Cole Jr. confessed to investigators. Cole was ordered to remain in jail. He did not enter a plea and is due back in court in about 10 days. An FBI affidavit says investigators identified Cole as a suspect through analysis of credit card charges related to the purchase of pipe bomb components, information from cell phone towers, and a license plate reader. The bombs were rendered safe at the time. No one was hurt, but the FBI says the devices could have been lethal. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Qatari's prime minister is reportedly saying the proposed next phase in the Gaza ceasefire should only be temporary.
Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani spoke at a conference in Doha, noting that international mediators led by the U.S. are pushing for a second phase to solidify the deal.
This next phase is just also temporary from our perspective. It's not enough because there is a root for this conflict, and this conflict is not only about Gaza. It's about Gaza, it's about the West Bank, it's about the rights of the Palestinians for their state.
The first phase of the U.S. peace plan began, halting fighting and exchanging hostages. The next phase, involving an international security force and other measures, has not yet started. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The FAA has launched a probe into U.S. airlines over flight cuts ordered during the recent government shutdown.
The agency is looking into whether U.S. airlines complied with an emergency order to cut flights at 40 major airports during the government shutdown. The FAA has warned airlines they could face fines of as much as $75,000 for each flight over the mandated reductions. The 43-day federal shutdown that began October 1st led to long delays as unpaid air traffic controllers missed work.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The Netherlands may expand assisted suicide.
Already surging in the small country, with 10,000 people electing to take their own life last year, accounting for 5% of all deaths. Now an effort has begun to present a referendum to the Dutch people that would remove all restrictions on assisted suicide, including the requirement that a doctor examine the individual. Critics point out that many younger people are now killing themselves in the Netherlands with prescription drugs, and most cite psychological discomfort. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jewish communities around the globe are preparing to celebrate Hanukkah, which begins at sundown Sunday, December 14th this year. This will be the third straight year that Jews will mark the eighth-day holiday in the shadow of the War of Gaza, which followed the October 2023 attack on Israel by Hamas. President Trump has been trying to broker an end to the hostilities, but Hamas refuses to surrender and fighting still continues. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore believes the stock market continues to be an excellent source of wealth generation.
And starting in January, in 4 weeks or so, people will start to see less money withheld from their paycheck by the government, and they'll be essentially getting a pay raise. And that's going to be roughly $2,000 per family, on top of the fact that people will probably get raises because the economy is doing so strong.
Moore says it's never too late for Americans to take advantage of the market and the wealth generating power.
One of the most important keys, listen carefully, folks, because this is so important, especially if you're under the age of 40. The sooner you start to save and invest, the richer you will be. So, I think it was Albert Einstein who said the most powerful force in the universe is compound interest.
Stocks rose to the edge of the all-time high Friday. The S&P 500 added 0.2%. The Dow, 0.2%. The Nasdaq gained 0.3%. More details at srnnews.com.